Reading from Luke's Gospel, beginning at chapter 2 and verse 8. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off. And they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Rob. Merry Christmas. I'm a bit late for that, am I? Okay, well, Merry Christmas anyway. I want to do a quick straw poll with you. I wonder, put your hand up or type in the chat if you're on YouTube or Facebook, how you open your presents. So are you the sort of person, put your hands up, if you're the sort of person who just tears the paper and you just want to get inside that gift and see what it is? Hands up if that's you. Oh, that's interesting. Not many. What are you like at home? And then the other one, hands up if you're the sort of person that likes to very carefully and meticulously take the tape, open the paper, and everyone else is thinking, we've got lunch in 3 hours, how are we going to manage this? And then you can reuse the paper. Hands up if you're that sort of person. Some of you just don't open presents by the looks of it. Okay, final one then. Hands up if you like to look at a present and think, oh, isn't it wrapped beautifully? I don't want to spoil that. I'm going to put that away and never look at it again. Any of you like that? There's one hand up. I doubt many of us are really like that, are we? Because there is something about looking inside a gift and seeing what it is. Last week in our carol services, I showed you my jumper, and today I'm wearing it because it's my Christmas present to myself. Now, what I told you last week is that this jumper from Marks and Spencer's, I'm not advertising them, let me just make that clear, although I suppose I am in a way now, aren't I? But never mind. This jumper was brought out by Marks and Spencer's, and loads, particularly of female clergy, bought them so they could use them over Christmas. Here's a picture of a few of them. There we go. So many so that there's a hashtag on Twitter and Facebook, hashtag Team Believe. So I have joined the hashtag. I'm not on that picture, but I have joined that hashtag with a picture of myself in that jumper. But the thing is, it's a jumper. It doesn't do much apart from keep me warm. The word says believe, but it's what's on the inside that counts. You know, I can wear a jumper that says believe, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I believe. I need to act on what my jumper says. Obviously, we don't always act on what our jumpers say. Let me just make that clear as well. I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about the time when a few years ago I was very generously given a ticket to go to Silverstone to a couple of the free practice sessions of the British Grand Prix. And I went and sat in this amazing stand on Maggots and Becketts. And if you know Silverstone, you know that is a high-speed, well, two high-speed corners, and it's a brilliant place to sit. And I'd never been to a Grand Prix before. But as I was there, I looked around and thought, oh my goodness, I'm sitting with all the Red Bull team. Because on the line that I was sat on, everyone was in a Red Bull outfit. Now, let me qualify. I was given the ticket by someone who works for Red Bull. So you can understand my slight confusion. And then I looked around and thought, oh my goodness, but there's someone from Mercedes. And there's someone from McLaren. And someone from Ferrari. Until it began to dawn on me that like at a football match, people wear the football shirt for the team they support. The same happens at a Grand Prix. I wasn't sat on in a row with people who worked for Red Bull. I was sat on a row with people who liked Red Bull and thought Red Bull were the best, and so on and so forth. No comments about what team I support there. So there's something, isn't there, about wearing something that says something about what you believe in, what you think is important. So this jumper says something about who I believe in. But it is about what's on the inside that's important. And when we think about it, we think about our gifts, our presents. It's the same, isn't it? Rob could have kept that box and gone, oh, well, this is nicely wrapped. I'm not going to look what's inside. I'm just going to leave it, put it to one side and think, oh, isn't that lovely? I've been given a gift. He could have decided not to open it and find that absolutely awesome mug that I found inside it. And it's similar, isn't it? If I think, for example, about chocolate. You know, I've got a really lovely, shiny chocolate here. And I could just leave it like that. That'd be a shame, though, wouldn't it? It'd be much better to open it. I've not thought that through. And just eat it in front of you. And then think, why did I choose a fudge? Because they take a long time to eat. But never mind. Or, it's quite a big fudge. Or a cracker. I could just look at the cracker. That's better. Why did I not choose a dairy milk? But anyway, or a cracker. I mean, I could go, that's a nice table decoration. I'm not going to open it and see what's on the inside. Oops. In fact, my grandparents had a Christmas tree every year that had little mini crackers on it. And it looked lovely. And I always wanted to open the crackers on the Christmas tree. And I never got to open one. A few years later, I discovered that they'd already opened them and that they were just decoration. Nothing was inside them. They were just like, hey, look at this. But I could not, you know, I could just leave this cracker or I could pull it, see what's inside and tell you a joke. Which says, what did Adam say to his wife on the day before Christmas? It's Christmas Eve. Honestly, did not know that was what the joke was going to be. But anyway, let's put that there. And then I could put the hat on and wear the sticker that says Santa's elf, but I won't do that. I could just leave it not opened, just look and admire the wrapping. And of course, we know, don't we? We know that Jesus is the best gift. And this Christmas, we have a choice. We have a choice. We could leave Jesus in the manger as a nice-looking Christmas card. We could sing the carols and not really pay attention to the words that we're singing. We could leave Christmas wrapped up as it is. The alternative is that we could follow Jesus in our lives. We could walk with him on to the cross, to his death, to his resurrection, to his ascension, to know what Jesus as a gift is really about. That God in his love came to be one of us, that we might know freedom, forgiveness, peace, and hope. And each one of us has that opportunity this Christmas to either look at the packaging of Christmas and to leave it as it is, as like a Christmas card, or to find out more, to take the plunge and believe not just on the outside, but on the inside as well. And if we think about that reading from Luke, we see a couple of people's responses to Jesus. We see the shepherds. They went to look at the manger, to see the good news of that baby there. And then what do? Well, they went home and did nothing about it. No, that's not what the Bible says, is it? The Bible tells us that when they had seen Jesus, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about Jesus, and others were amazed. We're then told that they returned home praising and glorifying God. So for them, meeting Jesus made a difference. What did Mary do? Well, in that reading, we heard that she treasured up all that had happened and pondered it in her heart. So how might you respond to the good news of Jesus this Christmas? Well, firstly, I hope that you will respond by taking Jesus beyond Christmas, beyond the manger, beyond the Christmas card image, beyond the external to what's on the inside. But maybe there's a challenge for us as well to be like the shepherds, to go and share the good news, the incredible good news of the gift of Jesus. Or to return, and even to return home, glorifying and praising God for the good news of Jesus. That isn't just for today or for in this building, but it's for when we go out of this place, when we go home, when we go to work, whatever it might be, glorifying and praising God. Or maybe today you need to treasure up and ponder in your heart, inside, what Jesus has done for you. So this jumper says believe, and I could just wear it on the outside, but I need to wear it on the inside. And I challenge all of us today to not just believe on the outside, not just to see the external, but allow the gift of Jesus to make a difference on the inside as we put our trust and our faith in our Saviour. Amen.